This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.
The European Union readied its vaccine rollout on Saturday, even as countries in the bloc were forced back into lockdown by a new strain of the virus. The new strain is believed to be more infectious. It has spread from Britain to France and Spain and even as far as Japan. The pandemic has claimed more than 1.7 million lives and is still running rampant in much of the world. But the recent launching of vaccination campaigns has boosted hopes that 2021 could bring relief. First doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine arrived in Italy, Spain, and France on Saturday morning, ready for distribution to elderly care facilities and hospital staff. Vaccinations in all 27 European Union countries will begin on Sunday after regulators approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on December 21st. Meantime, several countries, including France, Spain, Japan, Denmark, Lebanon, Germany, Australia, and the Netherlands, have reported cases of the new strain, which has sent jitters through already overstretched health services. The new strain of the virus, which experts fear is more contagious, prompted more than 50 countries to impose travel restrictions on the UK, where it first emerged. Meantime, bottlenecks of thousands of trucks in southern England were finally moving Saturday after France lifted an entry ban for drivers with a negative coronavirus test. And in Asia, China's communist leadership issued a statement hailing the extremely extraordinary glory of its handling of the virus that emerged in the country's Hubei province last year. This is according to state news agency Xinhua. And in Turkmenistan, where the government claims no coronavirus cases, the president claimed that licorice root could stop coronavirus from developing. Of course, there's no evidence to that.